Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Aaron obviously worked his tail off to get to us last week, and it was the prudent and appropriate decision. We'll start this week with great optimism, although we certainly will limit him at the early portions of the week, provide opportunities for the other quarterbacks while preserving him, and we're comfortable with the general trajectory. His level of participation and the quality of his participation over the course of the week would be the greatest indicator.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thanksgiving Eve, number one travel day of the year, number one drinking day of the year. A friendly reminder, don't combine those things. There are a ton of ride-sharing apps out there. You could also use your friend as a DD, so don't be an idiot. Let's everyone be safe this Thanksgiving season. A lot of ball tomorrow. Big game on Sunday. Steelers, Bills. I think the winner of this game makes the playoffs. I think the loser may well miss the playoffs. I don't think the Bills are very good. I think Josh Allen's Superman. I don't think the Steelers are very good. And without their Superman, Aaron Rodgers, by the way, they got no shot.
Nope.
No shot. And just listening to Tomlin yesterday and having heard hundreds upon hundreds of Mike Tomlin press conferences and playing psychologist on the fly, I don't think it's a sure thing Rodgers plays. And I think it might be 51-49 that he doesn't play. That's just the sense I got yesterday. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers, presumably, today. I don't think he's playing. And I think that that is baked into the Vegas line. I don't think the Steelers at home with Aaron Rodgers would be a 4.5-point underdog. And they are. I don't think he's playing. And I think they're going to lose because we've seen this fish before.
Well, I think that there's a bigger overarching issue.
Ooh.
And we assumed with what Aaron Rodgers did last week in practicing and then obviously showing up and not even dressing for the game. What did I say and what did we say after the game? Oh, this injury probably is a little bit bigger and worse than we expected or we were led on to believe. I think it's worse than what we were led on to believe.
Yep.
And if he's not confident, Mike Tomlin's not confident that Aaron Rodgers is going to play Sunday and he doesn't play again and say he's not dressed again, he's not going to play the following week either, probably. I think it's bigger. I think it's worse than what people think.
Initially, I thought this is Mike Tomlin doing the practice thing. Rodgers didn't practice until the later portion of the week, and they want him to practice as much as possible with that brace to get comfortable with it so that when he does go out there, he can play at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think they don't want their old, decrepit quarterback to go out there with a broken wrist.
Yeah.
And it's more about the injury than the preparation. Because Mike Tomlin's talking about needing to leave the light on for him, and it's going to be practice participation being the guiding light and all that nonsense. He's talking about Rodgers' injury like he talked about it last week.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, I don't know that there's been much improvement, and really, how could there be? So, I don't think he's playing. Now, I want everyone out there to take all this with a grain of salt. This is an educated, speculative
right.
guess from me. Last week, I said Rodgers was going to play, and I'd be stunned if he didn't, and then I was stunned that he didn't. So now I'm telling you I don't think he's going to play, but I'll add this qualifier. I would not, I guess, be stunned if he does, but just hearing Tomlin yesterday has me thinking he won't. And man, they're not beating the Bills. They're not outscoring Josh Allen with Mason Rudolph. They're not. Mason Rudolph missed some big-time throws on Sunday. You know, Caboli said he played well enough to win, and we've had our spar about that. I'll tell you this, if he hits Roman Wilson streaking down the sideline for a touchdown, then he'd have played well enough to win, because they probably would have won, because that's a tutty. Or if he leads DK Metcalf on the first play of the game, that might be a tutty. And then, yeah, he'd have played well enough to win. He missed some throws. He fumbled the ball. He threw an interception. If he plays like that against a motivated, pissed-off Buffalo team that knows what this means, they don't got a puncher's chance.
No.
Because the defense that I thought had turned a corner, this just in, hasn't. And it ain't going to turn a corner against damn Josh Allen.
No, it's not. I will say this about a wrist injury. The reason why I think it's a little bit worse than what people think, if you break something, it's all about the time that heals. You know, time heals all wounds.
Yes.
You know that saying?
Did you just come up with that?
No.
TM.
I did not. But if it was like a sprain or if he tore like a ligament, it'd be more about like the mobility. Like, can he move it back and forth? You know, what is the pain? You know, doing all kinds of therapy on it. You can't really do anything with a break. And if it's broken, they know that if he falls one time, that it's probably going to break even worse.
And then you've got no shot the rest of the year without that guy.
So, like, from last week to this week, there can't be any change.
No.
And this is just me talking. This is me just experiencing my injuries and playing football. Last week to this week is not really any change. It's all about the time that can heal the bone. Like,
and 1 week's not enough time.
1 week's not enough time. No. Like, if it was, like I said, if he tore something, like, in his, like, thumb, or if he had a sprain, you can have a guideline of, like, all right, last week he could, it was stiff. He couldn't move it. Now this week he's starting to have that mobility in his wrist. Yeah, maybe he could play. Maybe that. But, like, with a break?
No, you need it to fuse. There's a fusing element.
Like,
yes.
So that's kind of why I'm like, I think he'll be out past the Ravens game if this is kind of the case, if this is what we're taking from Mike Tomlin and him not playing last week.
Yeah, I am big time concerned that this is a lot worse than they've let on. And now I feel like Tomlin is really defensive and guarded when talking about Rodgers, because there was the report from Schefter and Ian Rappaport saying that Rodgers was peeved that the information was leaked whenever he initially got hurt. And I don't think they want to let anything get out. And if stuff would have gotten out, I think the stuff that would have gotten out was he's hurt worse than any of us thought.
Yep.
Boy, that was tough coming out of my mouth right there.
But for what you're saying about
that's
Mason.
Good English. That's Syracuse stuff right there, Dom.
Let's think about Mason. So I thought he played well enough, and that's just me. I thought he played well enough to win, you know, as the quarterback, as the backup quarterback of the Steelers. The defense didn't play well enough for them to win and for him to win.
Defense was worse. I'll give you that.
I think Mason can get better with another full week of practice. I think he can. I think some of the mistakes and some of the underthrows are just, you know, it's everything's about rhythm and timing. And if you haven't been thrown to those guys in a live setting, like it takes a little bit of time. Now we have another week. I know it's against a tough opponent, but it's at home. So I think Mason would be better on Sunday than he was last Sunday.
I think that's fair, but I think this is the kind of game you need your quarterback to outplay the other quarterback, but at least keep you in that realm. And I just don't think that Rudolph can do that. I think he would play better. I'll agree. I think he'd play better this week than he played last week, because he would be up to speed. And you've told me this a million different times that, you know, practice ain't the same thing as a game. The speed of the game, totally different. Plus, he'd be at home, which is going to help, and you got one more week of acclimation to the speed of the game. I definitely think he'd play a better football game. And this Bills defense ain't some great shakes. You can run the ball on the Bills the way that you were able to run the ball on the Bears. That being said, I think you need almost a flawless game from your quarterback if you're going to win this, and I think Rodgers would be able to provide that.
For sure.
I don't think that Rudolph can.
I
think Rudolph would have to be an elite game manager, whereas I think Rodgers needs to have almost a Jets or Bengals-like performance if the Steelers are going to pull this thing
out. Okay, so but what if the defense doesn't play like they did last week and they play better, and Mason plays a little bit better? I think that they could win with that chemical together.
I agree with that. I don't think the defense will play better. But That's generally when the defense does play well.
Right.
Because this team is stupid.
Right, right.
We've we are paid to give opinions, and we give educated opinions. You played in the league for 6 years. I've been in locker rooms. We watched the games. We watched the film. We talked to people in the know. We are informed. It's why we're one of the best sports morning shows in America, Marconi. Nobody knows. I sit here. I don't think the defense is going to play better. Okay, well, they're going to come out and play like the 85 Bears.
Yep.
I don't think Rudolph's going to play well. Well, Rodgers will wind up playing, and he'll suck. Like, who knows?
That's why I reverted to looking at the trends of this football team, because I have no idea which football team's going to show up, but I know one thing is, like, whenever they play bad, they come back and play good. It doesn't matter who the opponent is, and they have convenient wins, as I said yesterday, like the Colts game. They go and they shut down the best running back in the NFL. The guy was on fire. Jonathan Taylor was on fire. He was averaging, like, 200 yards a game before the Steelers game, and they hold him to, what, 40 yards?
Yeah, they crushed
him. And then the next week, they go and they lost to the
they get
the
absolutely demolished by the Chargers.
And then the week after that, they come home and they play. Like, that's the – I'm looking at the trends more than what the football team actually is. And the trend is, and it tells me that the Steelers will get it together and they will play well on Sunday.
Yeah, they ebbed last week, so they're going to flow this
week.
Exactly. Yeah, I think they're going to lose.
I think they're going to win.
If Rodgers plays, I think they win. If Mason plays, I think they lose. What do people think about that? 412-928-9370. I've also got a weird Steelers take to run by you coming up next. And we'll get intern Dom's opinion as well. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Also, Pitt fans, diehard Pitt fans, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets this hour. So pay attention. The instructions are complicated. Right now, an intern Dom fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Headline. Dutch from Uniontown texts, "Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Thank you for all the entertainment." Thank you for listening, Dutch.
Yes, Dutch.
It's free. You can listen to us for free. What a gift. You should all at your Thanksgiving Day celebrations tomorrow when you're passing around your ears of corn or your turkey napkin holders and you're saying what you're thankful for, please give us a shout out. Tell your kids, tell your wives, tell your concubines and mistresses that we got the best damn sports radio show in America. Thank you, Dutch.
Yes.
And we are thankful for all of our wonderful listeners.
We absolutely are.
And Guinness. We are thankful for Guinness.
Yes.
Dom, you like Guinness?
No, I really don't.
Go to hell.
Wow.
Here's my Steelers take.
Uh-huh.
When they were at the apex of their powers last year, when they were playing their best football, I think that's a level that this team has yet to reach. I don't think this year's team, when it's been at its best, was as good as last year's team. So that's one take.
Uh-huh.
But relative to the great teams in this conference, they're actually closer than they were last year to real contention. They beat the Patriots, who are 10-2. They beat the Colts, who at the time were the best team in football and still at this point are 8-3. Last year, when they played the best teams in the NFL, Philadelphia, they lost by 14, and it wasn't that close. They got smoked by Baltimore 34-17. They got demolished on Christmas, thanks George Pickens, 29-10. In the playoffs, they got run and given up 299 rushing yards. They lost by 14 points. That game wasn't that close. This year, they've hung in there against Seattle. A play here or there, they could have won. And it's maddening to me. The reason I bring this up is I don't think they're as good even as they were last year.
Well, let's put
the conference sucks.
Let's put the Colts. Let's put the Patriots, and let's put the Ravens all within 11 days of this year. How many games did they win?
That's a good point too. And the Steelers were banged up down the stretch.
Yeah, without DK Metcalf, let's do that.
Yeah, I want to be fair, and they might not have DK. He is going to be limited in the early portions of the week. I mean, we could actually be looking at last year again this year.
Yep.
Who could have seen that coming? Who said they needed a second wide receiver? Oh, yeah, everybody. I'm so damn tired of all of us watching the Steelers and knowing that the things that they do on defense are antiquated and ridiculous, and the things that they do on offense are antiquated and ridiculous, and they don't seem to acknowledge that. Also, the biggest problem coming into the year we said was going to be wide receiver two, and oh, yeah, look what happened.
Yep.
Wide receiver two.
Yep.
Big problem. I don't think fans are right more often than teams. I don't. But with the Steelers, it's pretty easy to see what they do wrong, and we all see it, and they don't, and it makes me want to take the microphone.
Talked about it yesterday.
Gag myself
with
it.
You could see it on the field. You could see it, you know, off the field. It's mind-boggling.
I guess what I'm saying, too, with my point is they're closer to the AFC's elite this year, even though I don't think they're as good of a football team. And yet it's still going to wind up in the same spot because they're not as good as they should be.
Uh-huh.
Like they are actually underperforming their roster construction. Probably significantly so. This roster is better than 6-5. It is. It's got holes. We just mentioned one. But this roster is better than damn 6-5. And you know, I just ate a hair right off the microphone.
Ooh.
You know it wasn't Mulsey's. I lost my train of thought. You know, one hair ruins the whole thing.
This team's better than 6-5.
This team's better than 6-5, and you know that a lot of the folks in the national media at the end of the year, if the Steelers are 9-8 or 10-7, will go, look what Mike Tomlin did with this ragtag bunch.
Uh-huh.
It ain't no ragtag bunch. Jalen Ramsey's not what he used to be. Jonnu Smith has not been what we thought he could be, and I don't know that that's necessarily his fault. There's a bunch of issues. But they're better than their record. They should be better than their record. And they're not. And that falls on one man. That's the head coach.
Should they be better than their record?
Yes.
I mean, let's think of their losses. I mean, maybe one game.
I think they're better than the Bears. I think they're better than the Bengals.
They're not more explosive.
Definitely not.
Right.
But that's my point. They should
be. Look at the Bears' record, too.
I get that. They should be more explosive, not than the Bears, but than they are.
With the guys they have on offense?
Yeah.
What, just DK and Jaylen Warren?
I think they need to run the ball better, and I think the offensive line, which has maybe been the best unit on this football team for the last month, they're so afraid of turning their quarterbacks' backs to the defense because in the first game of the season where they threw it all over the place on play action, Rodgers was getting hit. The offensive line's playing better. Get back to the play action. You run the ball really well when you're committed to it. That's a fact. The statistics don't bear that out. Over the course of the season, they've been a bad running team in terms of the yardage accrued. But in terms of yards per carry, in terms of third and short, fourth and short, they've actually been really good. You need more play action, and that'll lead to more explosion. Marquez Valdez-Scantling ain't great shakes, but he does one thing really well. They're not even playing him. They wouldn't be one of the most explosive teams in the NFL, but they sure as you know what could be more explosive than they are. And part of this is all roster construction, and they don't want to necessarily be explosive because they're risk-averse.
Uh-huh.
But Rodgers is good enough that if you allow him, one of the best play-action quarterbacks of all time, to run play-action, he's going to hit wide-open guys streaking down the sideline. He just is. They're better defensively, certainly, than their statistics would indicate.
I agree with that part.
And if they played up to their expectation level defensively, they're better than a 6-5 football team. They just are.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mike Tomlin. We keep coming back to it. But
yes.
What did Trey Essex say yesterday? The scheme sucks. It's not the players, it's the scheme. And I'm inclined to agree with him. Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You can give us a ring, 412 412- 928-9370. Texter, you guys make my trip to work. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Texter, you guys need to talk about the report that an established head coach is looking to leave his team. Speculation is it looks like it may be Tomlin. It's funny you say that, Texter. We're getting into that next. We're giving pit tickets away at 6:50. We'll tell you how when we return, but first, it's an intern Dom DiTommaso fan headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One. Josina Anderson with a vague report that is making its way around the interwebs. We'll get to that coming up in a second. Intern Dom, have you seen Home Alone?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen Home Alone 2 Lost in New York?
Oh, even better.
I agree it's even better. Doran agrees it's even better.
Correct.
They're both very good.
Yes.
But they're elite movies.
Yes.
Macaulay Culkin has an idea for a new one.
I saw it.
Have you seen this?
I have. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna let the people know here. So Macaulay Culkin says he's got an idea for a Home Alone legacy sequel. He says, quote, "I'm either a widower or a divorcee. I'm raising a kid. I'm not really paying enough attention, and the kid is kind of getting miffed at me, and then I get locked out. My son won't let me in, and he's the one setting traps for me. The house is some sort of metaphor for our relationship." Yes. Sign me up right now.
I don't know if I like that concept.
Get the freak out of here!
What, he's going to go through all the traps? Like, it's so now it's on him?
Yes, now he's getting pranked by his son.
I don't know.
What do you think?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, because I think it is quite possibly the worst idea for a movie I've ever heard in my entire life.
Right.
First of all, there's nothing holiday about it. It sounds very depressing, quite frankly. It doesn't seem very uplifting.
You put snow on the ground, and you have Christmas lights. Bang, holiday movie.
And it's the same thing that they did in the first two movies. Like, there's nothing new about it. It's just the same guy as a dad, and he has a bad relationship with his kid and goes through the traps himself.
No, I do agree that if they were to make another Home Alone and reboot it, that Macaulay Culkin should be the dad in the movie. But it would probably, like, I would want more like a concept of, like, there has to be robbers in Macaulay Culkin. And I like kind of melding what I told you about the newer one that came out a couple of years ago. Like, Macaulay Culkin is this, like, genius security. He made the security company, McAllister Security. And I think that it should do with, like, AI and electronics and all his, like, security stuff that he has. But it's, like, more of, like, it's more electronic and traps and stuff like that.
Where modern.
He's on his phone. He's, like, clicking stuff and guys are getting, like, crushed with different things. And he's just kind of controlling it.
All right. That's not bad.
I always wondered how, in the first movie, the dad was able to afford that beautiful house for his whole family. Like, what did he do?
Something good.
Like, my God, there's something. A theory that he's in the mafia.
Correct.
That's how he afforded the house.
How about the dad in that? He could care less about Kevin, though.
No.
He was a bad dad.
Bad parents.
Yeah. He's like, oh, she's like, I think we did something. He's like, that's it. The garage doors, that's it. He was like, no clue about Kevin. He had no idea Kevin wasn't there. Like,
Kevin!
No idea. Couldn't care less. And then the mom was like, yeah, I'm gonna leave by myself to go get my son. He's like, all right, we're just going to stay here in France, wherever
they're
at.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't immediately go back.
Right. He's like, all right, go
ahead. Do whatever you can to go with your wife.
Like, my kid is left at home.
Do you think Kevin forgave them too easily? Because he immediately is like, he's like, ah, what's up?
Yes.
Well, he's a kid, and you miss your parents. I mean, there was an element
screwed up later in life, though.
Definitely.
Has to be.
There's an element of that was kind of real. It's like, you know, think about if you were left at home, like the first people you want to see is your parents, and you're like, oh my gosh, my parents, they're back. Like, there was a little element, but then the second one, it's like,
once it happens again,
yeah,
bad family,
terrible,
bad family,
terrible.
I did just Google Tim Curry still with us.
He is. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Yep.
He's the one that puts Home Alone 2 Lost in New York over
the
top.
Have a lovely day. He was Pennywise, too, in the original It.
What?
Yeah.
The things I don't know.
You know that?
Oh, I knew that. Have you seen the new It TV show?
I sure have.
It's good, isn't it?
It's really good.
I think it's really good.
The tie-in?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to give it away, but the tie-in of something else?
It's
genius.
Tremendous, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what Kevin McAllister's dad did? Sports talk radio host. We are loaded. Cha-ching.
You know, I thought Tim Curry's character was Jimmy Fallon until like a year ago in Home Alone 2. I thought that was Jimmy Fallon for years.
What?
Yeah, swear to God. And I was like dead set that it was Jimmy Fallon.
If I could punch one late night talk show host, it would be Jimmy Fallon.
Why?
He annoys me.
Why?
The best thing he ever did with Saturday Night Live was break character. Bang. Although I did love Fever Pitch. Sports chick flick. You ever seen Fever Pitch?
Nope.
Have you?
I don't think so.
You should watch it with your new Syracuse squeeze. Josina Anderson tweeted yesterday, keeping tabs as we approach carousel season, league sources are eyeing 5 more NFL teams with projected openings at head coach. As of where things stand today, while waiting to collect more data on a 6-team too. Meanwhile, and here's the big one. There's a longtime NFL head coach out there who is considering wanting a change of scenery and has told others of these thoughts. If he acts on those lingering feelings, his departure would clearly add to the list of vacancies. It's got to be Tomlin, right?
Maybe.
I couldn't see Harbaugh, unless they got rid of him or forced him out, wanting to leave a team that has now won 5 games in a row, that has contended for the Super Bowl, when you've got an MVP quarterback who's going to be a Hall of Famer one day, why would you want to give that up? I couldn't see him wanting to give that up.
Hmm.
Pete Carroll, obviously things aren't going according to plan there in Las Vegas, but he's not a long tenured head coach. This is his first year. I can't think of anybody else it would be. Sean McVay had flirted with like retirement and TV before, but they're
playing as best ball as they've had. And I mean, they play good every year, but they're playing their best ball.
If I had to say which team right now is the best in the NFL, I'm not sure it's close. I think it's Los Angeles Rams. So I couldn't see him getting bored with that. Although he's got a supermodel wife. My wife thinks he is smoking hot.
Really?
Yeah. We have similar characteristics.
She thinks that
similar
a lot of guys are hot.
Don't you think a lot of girls are hot?
Yeah, but I mean...
Women?
I mean, it just seems like, you know, this conversation comes up between you and Leanna a lot. Like, I mean, Crystal Tang. I mean, there's all kinds of people.
I got to say, we watched The Hangover the other day, and Bradley Cooper makes me feel uncomfortable how attractive he is in that movie. But that's neither here nor there. And I probably shouldn't have said that on the air. I think she's talking about Tomlin. I mean, she might not know her backside from a hole in the ground. I don't know. She tweets vague stuff all the time.
All the time.
All the time. And this is as vague as it gets. Like, if you're hearing that Tomlin wants to leave, put your damn name on it. If you're hearing that Harbaugh wants to leave, put your damn name on it. Andy Reid doesn't want to leave.
No.
He got Patrick damn Mahomes. So I can't think of a long time tenured head coach whose situation is worse right now than Tomlin's. It's great from a job security standpoint, but you don't know who your quarterback's going to be next year. The town has never had a lower approval rating for you. Now the national media's on you. They're calling you out. Like, the only thing he's got going, honestly, is that he could stay here for life. That's it. Job security's all he's got. Public opinion has deteriorated. The team is 6-5. They're probably going to go 9-8 or 10-7, get blown out in the first round of the playoffs again. It's just the same thing over and over again. I could see him wanting to go someplace else and prove his worth and say, hey, you don't appreciate me in Pittsburgh? Okay, fine. I'll go someplace else. I'll save their bacon.
Totally can't see that from Tom. He's too prideful.
But who else would it be?
He's too prideful that he would run away and be like, oh, well, I couldn't. Like, he needs to complete the mission.
But so that's well said. I think the pride, I don't think he does want to leave. But if he did, I think you could flip the pride on its head. Like, I'm going to show you. You don't appreciate me in Pittsburgh. Yeah. Watch what I go do someplace else. I think that's kind of what happened to Mike Sullivan.
Read it again.
No.
Longtime tenured head coach.
I got to find it again. Meanwhile, there's a longtime NFL head coach out there who is considering wanting a change of scenery and has told others of these thoughts. If he acts on those lingering feelings, his departure would clearly add to the list of vacancies.
Okay.
There's been some lingering feelings.
What about Sean McDermott?
I was thinking that, but why would you want to leave Josh Allen?
Right. I wouldn't want to leave Josh Allen.
I was also thinking Belichick, because I didn't know if she actually specifically said NFL coach.
But he's not long time.
Yeah, read it.
Long time NFL head coach out there who's considering wanting a change of scenery.
But then at the
end. So I guess it could be Pete Carroll, too. Long time NFL head coach. Right. I misread it, I guess, the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like a list of four or five guys. But really, you boil it down. He's in the worst situation by those parameters.
Pete Carroll doesn't want to change the scenery. He wants the scenery to be probably a beach. Like, this is it for him. He don't want to go to a different team.
I think he wants to be around, because why'd you fire Chip Kelly if this is it? If you do a 1 year little
He wants to be around, but this is different. He doesn't
this
want
This is it.
Yeah, this is his last like stop.
Yeah.
Huh.
Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. Stefanski. Could definitely be Stefanski.
How long has he been coaching for?
A long time.
No, that's not a long time in tenure. He hasn't been in 10 years.
I mean, what's a long time?
We're thinking long.
I'm Googling. He has been the Browns head coach since 2020. So, I mean, this is going on 6 years.
That's not a long time.
That's a tenured head coach. I won two coach of the years.
There's a lot of guys that have been there for that long.
Name them.
I mean, Dan Quinn has been a head coach for more than that.
I wouldn't see him wanting a change of scenery either because of Jaden Daniels,
right,
even though he's hurt. Let's talk this out a little bit more coming up next at 412-928-9370. Also, bat signals up. We're giving away pit tickets. Call us up right now. We are going to ask you a pit-related trivia question. In the next segment, if you are the first person, the first phone caller to answer the question correctly, you win a four-pack of tickets to Pitt, Miami. 412-928-9370. Right now, it's an Intern Dom Fan headline. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Pat Bostic going to be joining us for the remainder of the show coming up. Do you think if I texted Bostic now and asked him if he could get me a roll of Zin that he would do that?
Probably not.
I only got one Zin left.
Probably not. You probably have to rely on me like you always do, because I have a bunch and I'll give you some, like always. Always taking care of you.
Thank you. I mean, it is the spirit. It is Thanksgiving, after all.
May I do it on non-holidays, too.
And that's why I'm thankful for you, my man.
Mm.
I'm also thankful for our listeners, and our listeners now should be thankful for us, because we're giving away four tickets to Pitt, Miami. Going to ask a trivia question. If you answer the trivia question correctly, if you're the first one to do so, you get the tickets. This is the easiest, I think, of all the trivia questions that will be asked today. They're going to go up in difficulty. So this is a good chance for Jordan in the South Hills to win tickets. Hello, Jordan.
How you doing?
We're doing good. Hey, Jordan, you're on the air. I'm going to ask the trivia question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
December 1st, 2007, Pitt fans refer to the game as 13-9. Who scored Pitt's only touchdown?
Shady McCoy.
Get the hell out of here, Jordan. You're wrong. Sorry. Yep. I told you that would happen.
Yep.
This is the easiest question, folks. Jason in Pittsburgh. Who scored Pitt's only touchdown in 13-9?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Who scored Pitt's only touchdown in 13-9?
Oh, man. Thinking back to that game, it's the one and only. Let me see. I don't know. Was it Pat Bostic?
Bang!
Wow.
There you go.
He got it right.
Jason, you're on hold. You've won the tickets. It was Pat Bostic, and he was bleeding out the ears,
yep,
and he was terribly concussed.
Uh-huh.
But if you know anything about Pat, it's that he's going to buy me Zins. And that he's also tough as damn nails.
He's not going to buy his ends.
But he is tough as nails?
He's tough.
Very good. we will be giving away three more 4-packs of tickets over the course of today's radio program. That was the easiest question. So real pit ball knowers only got the shot the rest of the show.
Yep.
Coming up next, Pat Bostick is going to join the radio program, and we're going to break down Pitt Miami for a lot of the marbles. All the marbles for Miami. If Miami wins, they might make the playoff. If Pitt wins and they get a little help, they might make the playoffs. So we're going to break it all down. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We'll let KDK take care of that. It's a Fan Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.